from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Chloe, August 8th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Coco Larkin Cooks, Parisian Bistro Salad. I hear you. Summer's slipping away, and the calendar's starting to feel like a lifeline again. You missed a doctor's appointment for your son, and that little slip feels huge, because you usually keep everything tight. It's a reminder that the shift toward routine, with its alarms and lunchboxes, can be both comforting and a little unsettling. In the meantime, there's a simple carrot salad that might help anchor your meals. Toss together good olive oil, fresh orange juice, a splash of sherry vinegar, dried oregano, a grated garlic clove, and a pinch of grated red onion. Add grated carrots, mould and salt, black pepper, chopped chives, and optional dill. Then mix until everything's coated. It's ready to eat right away, but it actually gets better after a few hours in the fridge, so you can prep it in the morning and have a bright, crunchy side for lunch or dinner. The beauty of this dish is its ease and flexibility. No fancy ingredients, just a handful of pantry staples, and it keeps its bite while soaking up the bright dressing. It's the kind of recipe you'll find yourself making again and again, especially as the days start to get cooler. Enjoy! Next. Second, from the Modern Nonna. Back to school, don't stress. My list will save your sanity. I've pulled together the essentials that actually make the morning scramble and bedtime routine smoother, so you can skip the panic and keep things organised. A tiny label maker, Fomimo, is great for tagging supplies, and a pack of Clorox wipes plus Bounty towels handle quick cleanups on desks, lunchboxes, or dorm surfaces. For keeping schedules visible, a digital calendar chore chart, Skylight, lets the whole family see class dates and chores at a glance, while the Hatch Restore 3 sunrise alarm helps kids wake gently with light cues. Hydration stays simple with leak-proof bottles, a Zobu for the little ones, and the Stanley Quencher for teens or adults who need ice-cold water all day. When it comes to meals on the go, a cordless electric lunchbox, East Oak, heats food without a plug, and a compact utensil set, Zoku, slides into any bag for quick snacks. For quick nutrition, a vanilla protein shake powder, Flavi City, and pre-portioned overnight oat containers make breakfast or study fuel fast and mess-free. Finally, a budget-friendly all-in-one school supply kit, Amazon Basics 44-piece, covers basics for any grade level, and a noise-blocking headset helps with late-night study sessions. With these tools, the chaos of back-to-school can feel a lot more manageable. Take a breath. You've got this. Up next. Third, from Andrew Zimmern, the Unwritten Rules of Air Travel, Spilled Milk, Bagra 482. I'm sharing the highlights because I think you'll love the mix of travel inspiration and practical tips. First, the author is promoting two curated trips, a three-spot Oaxaca culinary adventure that dives into markets, mezcal, and home-cooked meals, and a South African luxury safari that pairs wildlife sightings with standout food and wine. Both are built with local partners and promise experiences you can't easily DIY. Then there's a short essay on airplane etiquette. The writer, a frequent flyer, argues that while we're all stuck together in a cramped cabin, we can still choose courtesy over chaos. Their personal rules include keeping feet off seats, treating the overhead bin like a shared closet, and generally being mindful of strangers' space. Overall, the piece blends a call to join immersive trips with a reminder to be a considerate passenger, keeping travel both enjoyable and respectful. And then, fourth, from Franz Abrantes Baca, Headnotes Substack Live with Martin Sorsch. I just chatted with Martin Sorsch about his new cookbook, Great Bakes, and wanted to give you the quick lowdown. The book landed with Agate Publishing, and Martin leaned heavily on design. He and his team, designer Morgan Krebiel, illustrator Morgan Ramberg, photographer Kevin Miyazaki, food stylists Molly Hayward and Karis Stucker, plus production manager Jane Seibold, turned his proposal into a polished visual pitch that helped the manuscript stand out. He's a first-time author, but his curiosity and openness made the process feel collaborative rather than daunting. The photo shoot even turned into a cat show, with his two felines roaming the Chicago kitchen set, which added a playful touch to the final images. If you're near any of his US or Canada tour stops, it's worth popping in. He'll be signing books and sharing more about the design choices. And if you've been eyeing a Headnotes subscription, there's a 20% discount on annual plans through mid-August. Hope you enjoy the book as much as I did. Next. Fifth, from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge. Gifted kids who become autistic and or ADHD-er adults in burnout. Neurocomplex lifespan model. With so much overlap in presentation and subjective experience of what we call ADHD, autism and giftedness, all areas of neurodivergence and common labels found in the neurocomplex, I've spent a good portion of my professional career as a psychotherapist, an autism to ADHD giftedness assessor, exploring the what's what of these identifiers. What I've found is that it's more about the alchemy of the inner and outer worlds that determines expression of different flavours of neurocomplexity. Up next, sixth, from Tell Me Three Good Things. 17 August 2026. Three Good Things. A morning with an open window and the soothing sound of a mourning dove is a great way to start the day. It's amazing how something as simple as that can set a positive tone. Shredding veggies with a food processor is indeed a time saver, and it's great that it's making meal prep more efficient. Libby's book borrowing system is a game changer for those who love reading but don't have the space for a big library collection. It's convenient and accessible, making it easy to explore new authors and genres. And then, seventh, from Died Suddenly's Substack, CIA Director's Death raises chilling questions about secret-directed energy weapons. James Woolsey, the former CIA director, died at 84 after a stroke, and his wife said he'd been dealing with Havana syndrome for years. That term refers to a collection of symptoms: head pressure, dizziness, hearing changes, and cognitive fog that have been reported by dozens of US diplomats and intelligence staff since 2016. A 2020 National Academies panel looked at the data and said the most plausible explanation might involve pulsed radio frequency energy, but they emphasised that the evidence is far from conclusive and other causes haven't been ruled out. The article you read leans heavily on speculation, linking the condition to alleged directed energy weapons and suggesting the US government may have used such tech. Those claims aren't supported by publicly verified evidence, and the official investigations still list the cause as uncertain. It's a reminder that while the symptoms are real for many, the underlying mechanism remains an open question. So, for now, the safest takeaway is that Havana syndrome is a documented but not yet explained phenomenon, and any proposed treatments or protective products should be evaluated carefully against solid scientific evidence. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.